We go straight to the general manager of football at the Fremantle Dockers in Peter Bell. Belly, thank you very much for your time. Obviously, a tough weekend for the club. How does the club assess the performance?
Yeah, it was a tough weekend, that's for sure. And I guess what we saw was a premiership team in white-hot form, and we got to see up close how good the West Coast Eagles are. And I guess from our perspective, all we can do is learn from that performance on the weekend. We were disappointed, clearly, as I'm sure all Fremantle fans are, but we're certainly not sitting around licking our wounds and feeling sorry for ourselves. My experience in football has taught me that all you can do in this situation is to review the game very, very hard. And there was some tough things to learn from that, and then get back to work, because feeling sorry for ourselves is not going to help us this week against Hawthorn.
Peter, there has been a backlash from supporters and I guess the media, and it's come in a pretty rapid fashion after the defeat on the weekend. That surprised the venom behind some of the criticism, albeit this is just your, I guess, your worst loss in terms of numbers for the year on the scoreboard.
Look, the criticism that's been levelled at the football club is absolutely valid. Prior to last weekend, we thought we'd been pretty consistent. I think our average losing margin over the previous 14 or 15 rounds had been 11 points, and we'd been reasonably consistent. A lot of areas to improve on, but reasonably consistent. Obviously, it was a disappointing performance on the weekend. Look, and I can understand how raw and emotional everyone's feeling. There's a lot of Fremantle fans out there who would have been expecting more, and our job is to review that performance, which wasn't as we would have liked, and again, to take it to the Hawks on Saturday afternoon in Launceston.
Some of those numbers that we look back on Saturday night, inside 50 count 60-50 in favour of Fremantle. Very rare that a team goes inside 60 times and is beaten by that sort of margin. Have you got a handle on why you couldn't provide some more scoreboard efficiency? Obviously, kicking for goal was not great, but could you break it down to this point as to where it all went wrong?
Look, it's been an issue for us at times all season, and that is the connection between our midfields and our forwards. And, yeah, that amount of inside 50s, you should be kicking a better score than what we were able to produce on the weekend, clearly. Now our accuracy and conversion contributed to that. But, yeah, it has been an area that we've been focusing on. Clearly, we've got a number of new players up forward who haven't played a lot of football together. There's been some injuries as well that has meant that the personnel has changed a little bit. But when all said and done with 60 inside 50s, we would have liked to have taken our chances better.
Is there anything else that's come out of the early stages of the review that stands out to you?
Well, from our perspective, look, it was a different one, because in different quarters there were different issues. And without getting into the specifics of it, look, in the first quarter, West Coast did score from our forward half a little too easy, and then in the second quarter out of the centre. So they're two areas that we need to really address and address quickly. But overall, West Coast work rate and their ability to possess the football was certainly superior to ours. And but again, we can only go back and work really hard on improving our game. Up until the weekend, again, we've been pretty consistent, and the season is still wide open. So we have reviewed hard, we're going to train hard, and then we're going to get across to Tasmania and take it to the Hawks as best we possibly can.
Apologies, we thought that you were ducking us, but I think we were actually ducking you. But we're back now and reviewing the game out of the weekend. Just to recap, just a couple of the other points that has come out of what I imagine is a pretty heavy review today for the footy club.
Yeah, look, clearly West Coast got a great start in the game, and their work rate was exceptional, and unfortunately we weren't able to match that. And then through the game, there were various aspects of our game that West Coast clearly were superior to us in. But a couple of those that I mentioned in the second quarter, they got on top in the centre square. And we know with the 6-6-6, you can really score and score quickly. The rain came during that time as well. But look, overall, there weren't many areas of the game that we could hold our heads up high. But we have to learn from that game, and then we've reviewed it fiercely today, and then it's all about getting down and getting back to work and preparing the team as best we can for a tough fixture against Hawthorn.
Peter, it won't surprise you that after a defeat like that, people come out of the woodwork and start questioning Ross Lyon's tenure at the club. And bear in mind, about a month ago, there was talk that the club and maybe Ross were beginning to have a chat about extending his contract. It's obviously an ongoing situation. Where does the club sit with this? You just let this run the full passage of time through this year and then address Ross either extending or otherwise sometime next year?
I guess it illustrates just the saying that it's never as good and it's never as bad as it seems. A short time ago, we were really pleased with how we were progressing, 7-5, and obviously we've lost the three on the bounce now, and the one on the weekend in a disappointing fashion. But overall, we had been very consistent. Ross has been coaching and continues to coach really, really well. I've got to witness firsthand the connection he has with the players. And the job now is to respond against Hawthorn. The contractual talk and all those kinds of things, we block out. Ross has very publicly stated his commitment to the football club. Ross is contracted for this year and next year. So our job is to get behind and be united and support Ross to get the best out of our playing group. And that's what we're focusing on.
I don't want to write off this season, but just looking ahead, and I'm sure you're already planning ahead for 2020 in a lot of areas, it just feels like with the playing list, and every club likes to have a midfield that bats really deep, that seems to be an area with David Mundy, 34 years of age. Nat Fyfe, of course, carries a big burden. How proactive are you going to be, do you think, at the end of this season to really try and keep this club heading in the right direction with your playing list?
I guess there's two components to that question, Mark. And the first one is, obviously, there may be more opportunity through the remaining seven games and hopefully longer in season 29 to try a few different things in our midfield. Nathan and David and Michael Walters and Reece Conker have done a terrific job for the majority of the season, but there might be opportunities. And we saw Mitch Croden have a look on the weekend, and his work over the football in particular was very good. And we know we have Adam Scherer and Andrew Brayshaw that we've been really patient with, and they're diligently learning their craft in football, but we know that they're inside mids as well. So we're hoping to get more opportunities for some of those guys, as well as maintaining the game time for some of our seasoned vets. But also in football, you have to have an eye for the future, and we're closely monitoring some of the midfielders and other players around the AFL. Some of them are very high profile, others perhaps less so, but what we're trying to do is make sure we're getting the right people in if the opportunity presents to improve our playing list.
Is Tim Kelly one of those?
What do you think, perhaps? Tim Kelly, definitely. He's a pretty good player, isn't he? And he's a West Australian as well. And look, I guess in some ways people were wondering whether Tim would be able to improve on what was an unbelievable first year. He's certainly done that. He's one of the best players in the competition. So, look, being very respectful of the fact that he's a Geelong player, but he's a player that I think every club in the AFL would be interested in.
The second part to that question was the speculation around the Hill brothers, which has sort of bobbed up in the last week or so. Is that, can you give us any insight into the talks that are going on there? And is that a possibility, you know, they go to Geelong and Tim Kelly comes back to Freo?
Well, the insight is that there's a lot of rumours at this time of year. There's huge interest in player movement and trades and those types of things. I'll deal with them individually. Stephen, of course, is a free agent, and Stephen's focus at the moment is getting back and out there performing. He's had some injuries, of which they're well documented, but he's recovering from a hamstring strain, and we're hopeful that he'll be back really, really soon. He can build a block of football, and then we'll deal with Stephen's position towards the end of the season once he started playing football regularly. Brad's in a different situation, and Brad's a contracted player at Fremantle, and he's got another 2 years to run on his contract. They're much loved players at Fremantle. They're a really important part of the dynamic that we have here, respected by players and staff and everybody, and their football speaks for itself. So I'm very, very keen to have Brad and Stephen playing with our football club for next year and many years after that.
Harley Bennell hasn't officially retired, but it's a sad story. No escaping the fact that I don't think anyone would blame Fremantle for cutting him adrift, given you have to move on at some point. Unfortunately, his body hasn't come right. I know Ross has got a lot of affection for him, so it's one of those stories you hate to see a talent that just can't get out of the garage, so to speak, when he's a Ferrari.
Yeah, an unbelievable talent. You can see why he was taken at pick number two in the draft a few years ago, and he's been unbelievably unlucky with his body failing him. He's worked really hard, and I guess the general public don't get to see how hard Harley has worked in rehabilitating his numerous lower limb issues, calves and primarily. So, look, we're working through a few different things with Harley at the moment. He's had a big couple of weeks, by the way. He's just had his first baby recently, which is exciting news. He and Amy have a little daughter. Carter is her name. So a big couple of weeks, and then, of course, you had that significant injury while playing for Peel against Perth a few weeks ago. So we are working through a few different options for Harley, and he's working out how he wants to approach this latest rehabilitation, but we wish him all the very... What I would say is that we wish him the best with his rehabilitation, and he has got desires to continue playing AFL. He certainly has the ability, so how that will look moving forward, we'll be able to provide some clarity on that over the next few weeks, hopefully.
Yeah, being a new father puts footy in perspective to some degree. And also, off the back of that, Billy, and I know we lost you for a little while there as part of the interview, but supporters ringing up Talkback after the game. We spoke to, I think, Darcy Tucker in the rooms. He was visibly, and also audibly, you could feel the pain in his voice. I think supporters are saying, oh, are the players of the club hurting as much as we are? Well, I'm sure you can assure them that it's palpable.
As raw as it is and as emotional as it is for supporters, I can guarantee that we who are heavily invested within the football club and working so hard, we feel it just like the supporters, or you'd expect us to feel it even more so. We invest a lot. Clearly, the result wasn't one that we wanted on the weekend. But like I said at the start of the interview, we can't sit around moping. We've got to learn from the review that we've conducted. We've got to regather, and we've got to work hard. There's no magic formula. You just got to work hard, get out there. It can turn quickly, and we see that there's many opportunities left in this season, provided we go into it with a work rate and the right attitude.
Was it the right call to bring Aaron Sandilands back for the Derby, and how much football do you expect him to play in the second half of this season?
Yeah, look, Aaron performed admirably. It's a big ask coming off a year out of football, and we know the athleticism of Nick Natanui and the running ability of Tom Hickey as well. We brought Rory back from injury as well. He'd been out of the game for a few weeks. So, look, Aaron performed admirably. He was really courageous in standing under a few high balls as well. We have Sean as well, who we thought we needed to manage through last weekend. So more than likely, Sean will be playing against the Hawks down in Hawthorn. But yes, look, I'm sure we'll see Aaron again, if not the week after, but certainly through the latter third of the season.
How's Nat Fyfe? He looks like he's been pretty banged up the last couple of weeks, playing a little sore and appeared to injure his shoulder on the weekend.
Yeah, look, Nat's certainly such a physical player, and he cops a lot of punishment both within the contest and being an elite player in the AFL. Like most elite players, he does cop a bit of treatment off the ball as well, and that's been over the course of the season. He's been really durable. We're thrilled with the amount of footy that he's been able to play this year, just missing the one game through concussion. If you compare that to seasons in the past, he certainly played more footy this year, touch wood, than he has done over the previous couple of years, and that's a real focus for us. We want him fit and available, but he does cop a lot of punishment, so that's about us protecting him as much as we possibly can, and giving him some support. And I went through those midfield names, some of the options that we'll be able to get in there, and give Nat and David and Michael particularly some more support in there.
Well, Peter, we really appreciate you getting on the front foot after a tough Western Derby number 50. The honesty, I'm sure, will be appreciated by Fremantle fans. I know you didn't receive a lot of sleep as a breakfast announcer. I'm not sure you would have received had much over the weekend, my friend. It's a tough gig when you're losing. A lot better when you're winning. You know the contrast, and as Ross would say, never as good and never as bad. But we do appreciate you taking some time out, particularly for the Fremantle supporters who are looking to vent, and hopefully you can just get them to take a chill pill for a day or two.
No, understand the emotion, and we appreciate the support, and we're looking forward to getting out there and doing our supporters proud on the weekend.
Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, Billy.